Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member Bram Ram Goldar and here Maseches Vachim Daf Kuf Yed Zayin, the 14th Perek Paras Chatas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Braisa stated, "B'Shiwa lo hiyu elo shnei machnas b'levad." In Shiwa, there are only two camps. However, Rav approves from the laws of Tamim, who must be sent out of various camps, that all three machnos must have been present. Instead, he explains that Shiwa had only two camps, l'klita, for refuge for inadvertent murderers. Although there was a machne levia, it didn't function as a place of refuge for killers. This implies that the machne levia in the midbar did protect killers, which is supported by a Braisa. But something Malcolm, and I will set for you a place where a killer will flee to, implying Bechayecha, in your, referring to Moshe's lifetime. Malcolm, a place implies Makomcha, your Moshe's place, meaning the Machane Levia, Asher Yanu Shama, that he shall flee to, Malamish Magling Bemidbar. This teaches that they exiled killers even in the wilderness, and they were exiled to the Machane Levia. Point number two, a Braisa presents five opinions about which karbanas could be brought at a bama. Number one, Remer says, Kol nidav v'nidav hayakar b'bama. Any carbon which is vowed or donated could be sacrificed at a private bama, but any carbon which is not vowed or donated, meaning obligatory karbanos, could not. Also, minchas and karbanas for naziris were brought on bamos. Number two, the Chachamim say, Or karbu yachid el olos v'shlam bilvad. Individuals only brought olos and shlamim, but not minchas or karbanos of naziros. Number three, Rabbi Yehuda says that any karbanos which the sibur or yachid could bring in the ohel moed in the midbar could also be brought in the ohel moed in Gilgal. His statement implies that Remer and the Chachamim held an individual cannot bring personal chovos, for example, chatos, even in the Bama Gedola in Gilgal. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says the only difference between the midbar and Gilgal is whether private bamos were permitted. Number four, Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda appear to be identical to the first Chachamim, and the Gemara will explain that they hold Nesachim were also brought on private bamos. And number five, Rabbi Shimon says even the Tzibur would only bring Psachim and Chobos whose time is fixed, such as the Tamid, but not other Karbonos Tzibur. And point number three, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim argued in the Braisa whether a Nazir's Karbonos could be brought on a private bama. We darshan that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael that when they would enter Eretz Yisrael, Yesharos Takrivu, you may bring proper, meaning voluntary karbanas, but chovos lo takrivu, you may not bring obligatory karbanas. Rabbi Meir holds that a Nazir's karbanas are also Yesharos, since acceptance of Naziris is voluntary. The Rabban hold karbanas of Naziris are considered a chovos, since he only volunteered to accept the restrictions of a Nazir, and that automatically obligated him in its karbanas. Shmuel suggested that they only argue about the chattas and ashram of a nazir, but all agree he may bring a nazir's ola and shlamim since these are generally voluntary karbanas. However, Rabbah quotes a braisa that even the shlamim of a nazir cannot be brought, proving that the chamim argue about the shlamim. Therefore, Rabbah concluded that they only argue about the nazir's ola and shlamim, but even Rabbi Meir agrees that the chattas and ashram of a nazir cannot be brought on a bama. So once again, the three points are, number one, a Braisa stated, B'Shiwa lahiyu el shnei machnos bilvad. In Shiwa, there are only two camps. However, Rav approves from the laws of Tamim, who must be sent out of various camps, that all three machnos must have been present. Instead, he explains that Shiwa had only two camps, l'klita, for refuge for inadvertent murderers. Although there was a machne levia, it didn't function as a place of refuge for killers. This implies that the machne levia in the midbar did protect killers, which is supported by a Braisa. But something Malcolm, and I will set for you a place where a killer will flee to, implying Bechayecha, in your, referring to Moshe's lifetime. Malcolm, a place implies Makomcha, your Moshe's place, meaning the Machane Levia, Asher Yanu Shama, that he shall flee to, Malamish Magling Bemidbar. This teaches that they exiled killers even in the wilderness, and they were exiled to the Machane Levia. Point number two, a Braisa presents five opinions about which karbanas could be brought at a bama. Number one, Remer says, Kol nidav v'nidav hayakar b'bama. Any carbon which is vowed or donated could be sacrificed at a private bama, but any carbon which is not vowed or donated, meaning obligatory karbanos, could not. Also, minchas and karbanas for naziris were brought on bamos. Number two, the Chachamim say, Or karbu yachid el olos v'shlam bilvad. Individuals only brought olos and shlamim, but not minchas or karbanos of naziros. Number three, Rabbi Yehuda says that any karbanos which the sibur or yachid could bring in the ohel moed in the midbar could also be brought in the ohel moed in Gilgal. His statement implies that Remer and the Chachamim held an individual cannot bring personal chovos, for example, chatos, even in the Bama Gedola in Gilgal. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says the only difference between the midbar and Gilgal is whether private bamos were permitted. Number four, Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda appear to be identical to the first Chachamim, and the Gemara will explain that they hold Nesachim are also brought on private bamos. And number five, Rabbi Shimon says even the Tzibur would only bring Psachim and Chovos whose time is fixed, such as the Tamid, but not other Karbonos Tzibur. And point number three, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim argued in the Braisa whether a Nazir's Karbonos could be brought on a private bama. We darshan that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael that when they would enter Eretz Yisrael, Yesharos Takrivu, you may bring proper, meaning voluntary karbanas, but Chovos Lo Takrivu, you may not bring obligatory karbanas. Rav Meir holds that a Nazir's karbanas are also Yesharos, since acceptance of Naziris is voluntary. The Rabbanan hold karbanas of Naziris are considered Chovos, since he only volunteered to accept the restrictions of a Nazir, and that automatically obligated him in its karbanas. Shmuel suggested that they only argue about the chattas and ashim of a nazir, but all agree he may bring a nazir's ola and shlamim since these are generally voluntary karbanas. However, Rabbah quotes a braisa that even the shlamim of a nazir cannot be brought, proving that the chamim argue about the shlamim. Therefore, Rabbah concluded that they only argue about the nazir's ola and shlamim, but even Rav Meir agrees that the chattas and ashim of a nazir cannot be brought on a bama. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Moshe Raps from Yerushalayim. He suggested that Kuf Yud Zayin is a gabai with a set of keys. A gabai with a set of keys. So here goes. The gabai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh Machne Leviya, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, told him to go hide behind the five people standing around Obama and arguing over which kabanas can be brought on it, and asked the Nazir bringing his olas and shlamim on it for directions to an Ir Miklat. Once again, slow motion. The gabbai with a set of keys. Gabbai with a set of keys? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The gabbai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh Machne Leviya, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, which reminds us the Machne Leviya and Shiloh did not protect inadvertent murders, but it did in the Midbar. So the gabbai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh Machne Leviya, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, told him to go hide behind the five people standing around Obama and arguing over which karbanas can be brought on it, which reminds the Gemara brings five different opinions regarding which karbanas can be brought on Obama. So the gabbai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh Machne Leviya, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, told him to go hide behind the five people standing around Obama and arguing over which karbanas can be brought on it, and asked the Nazir bringing his olah and shlamim on it for directions to an Ir Miklat, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchukas where Mir and the Chachamim whether a Nazir's karbanas can be brought on a private bama. So once again, the gabbai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh Machne Leviya, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, told him to go hide behind the five people standing around Obama and arguing over which karbanas can be brought on it, and asked the Nazir bringing his ol and shlamim on it for directions to an Ir Miklat. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach chazara. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the symbol Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The geek. That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Backwards. The geek obsessed with the Paraduma who discovered the pit where it was typically burned but one time wasn't, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that if the Paraduma was burned or shechted chutz megita outside its pit, one is not liable for avodah b'chutz. Amoraim debate the meaning of chutz megita outside of its pit. So the geek obsessed with the Paraduma who discovered the pit where it was typically burned but one time wasn't, was shocked to find bones from the marble there, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue if Eretz Yisrael is Beduka, automatically considered inspected and free of Tumas Meis. The basis of this Malchukas is whether the flood came to Eretz Yisrael, resulting in a concern that the bones of those who died there are present. So the geek obsessed with the Paraduma who discovered the pit, where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, was shocked to find bones from the marble there, as well as the giant Re'em's horn lying in the massive footprint of Og, who survived the flood, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, how did the Re'em, a gigantic creature, survive the Mabul? Although the Gemara answers that the tip of its nose was inserted into the Teva, it objects that it should have died from the boiling water. The Gemara counters that the Teva itself should have been destroyed since the pitch should have melted. Furthermore, where did Og Melchabashan stand? Therefore, it concludes that a nace happened, that the waters were cooled at the sides of the Teva. Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Dalet is a kiddie park. So here goes. The newborn Vlado's kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park. Kiddie park? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. The newborn Vlado's kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who are possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekline from before they were born, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Vlado's kachim, offspring of kachim, which become disqualified as the Esnan and Klein from before they were born. So the newborn Vlado's kachim going down the slide to the kiddie park were possible for a carbon because they were Esam and Kalim from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing and therefore were Mechusar's man, and one is only Chayv Losase if sacrificed, which reminds us Gilgal was considered Mechusar's man, premature relative to Shiloh regarding obligatory karbanas which could not be brought until Shiloh, and Losase prohibited bringing them during Gilgal. So the newborn Vlado's kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Akalim from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing and therefore were Mechusar's man, and one is only Chayv Losase if sacrificed. While inside, another Rebbe told his boys preparing an Ashim for the Matzor B'chutzplay to make sure to announce they were bringing it Lishmo in order to be putter, which reminds us, the Chachamim in the Mishnah exempt one who brings a carbon b'chutz prematurely, including where the owner is not yet ready, such as the Ashim of a Mitzvah before the end of his purification process. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said this is only true if he shechted the Ashim l'shmo, but if he shechted it shelo l'shmo, he is chayv, since an Ashim shechted shelo l'shmo is fit to be brought inside the Mikdash, since karbanos sacrificed shelo l'shma are valid. Daf Kuf Tes Vav. So the simmer Daf Kuf Tes Vav is Ketoris. So here goes. The thick smoke from Ketoris. Ketoris? That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The thick smoke from Ketoris that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rav Huna asserted that there cannot be a carbon which is invalid when shechted l'shmo, but is valid when shechted lo l'shmo. The Gemara objects there is such a carbon, v'ray Pesach b'shar yomos Hoshana, but there's the case of a carbon Pesach during the other days of the year, meaning before Erev Pesach, which is not valid if it was shechted l'shmo as a Pesach, but is valid if it was shechted shlo l'shmo. The Gemara answers a Pesach during the other days of the year is considered a Shlamim. So the thick smoke from Ketoris that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketoris that Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, when was the Avoda taken from the Bechoros and given to the Kohanim? So the thick smoke from Ketoris that blinded the Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketoris that Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, to honor two young Kohanim who died to sanctify Hashem's name. Which reminds us, when Aaron's sons died, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Hu asher diber Hashem lemor b'krovaya kadesh." This is what Hashem spoke, saying, "I'll be sanctified by those nearest me." This can refer to the previous warning to keep a distance from the mountain, or that Hashem foretold of their deaths when he told Moshe, "I will set my meeting place there in the Mishkan with the children of Yisrael, v'nikdash b'kvodi, and it will be sanctified through my honor." Don't read it as Bikvodi, rather as Bimukubodai, through my honored one. Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Kuf Tes Zayin is a barber giving haircuts. So here goes. The animal barber, that must move on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. Haircuts. Kuf Tes Zayin, cuts. The animal barber who got in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into his shop, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how Noach knew which animals were considered Tahor and which were Tameh. So the animal barber who had in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into a shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchus of Yisro, came before Matan Torah and discusses what prompted him to come. So the animal barber who had in 7 pure animals, but only 2 pure animals at a time, into a shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, leaving his B'nai Noach friends outside, who were happy they were permitted to bring offerings on a bama, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that B'nai Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on bamos nowadays, because the prohibition against bamos was only told to Jews. Therefore, any Gentile may build a bama nowadays and sacrifice whatever he wants on it. However, Ravasi said it's prohibited to assist them and perform shlichus on their behalf in sacrificing on a bama nowadays. Still, Rava said it's permitted to instruct them how to bring karbanos themselves. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that if one did Malika on an oaf outside the base of Mikdash and then offered it up, he would be putter? That's on Duff. Kufyat Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that B'nai Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on bamos nowadays? That's on Duff. Kuf Tes Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu was sanctified through the deaths of Nadav and Avihu? That's on Duff. Kuf Tes Vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that Rav Shimon holds if one did Shechita Bifnim at night and then did Halal B'chutz, he would be Chayiv? That's on daf. Kufi at all. Good. Number 5. Which daf brings a malchus about a nazir's karban is being brought on a private bama? That's on daf Kufi at Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss shechting an ashen b'chutz prematurely? Shelo ishmo. That's on daf Kufi at Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf does Gemara bring 5 opinions regarding which karbanas could be brought on a bama? That's on daf Kufi at Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf discuss how the Re'im, the Teva, and Og Melech HaBashan withstood the boiling waters of the Mabul? That's on daf Kufi at Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that the Machne Levi and Shiloh did not protect inadvertent murderers, but it did in the Midbar? That's on daf Kufi at Zayin. Great. And number 10. Which daf does the Mishnah list 6 periods in history when bamos were permitted and forbidden? That's on daf Kufi at Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.